You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Oh, but there is a rumor about Micah Parsons that you might not like. There are rumors that he could end up in Green Bay. There's been some reporting on it. The sum of all fears that Micah Parsons could be coming to a place near you.
And,
Micah Parsons to the Packers.
Are you serious?
No.
That's what they just said, unless I'm being trolled.
But yeah. Cowboys are trading all-pro Micah Parsons to the Packers. This guy's so upset.
Oh, no.
And they agreed to a four-year, $188 million deal.
Wow.
This is my nightmare.
How can this happen? How can this happen?
We'll always continue to monitor the league in terms of calls with trades, waiver claims to see if is there any way to help our football team get better. Feel good about where we are?
Yeah, the Bears blew it. Newsflash.
Micah Parsons on the move! And Micah Parsons is in!
And that's a touchdown call by the referee. A scoop and score touchdown. No one bothered to touch him down. Horrible.
Gears gave up on
Micah Parsons is a Green Bay Packer. This is not a drill. This is not April
and
Fool's
now,
Day.
Live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville, it's the Spiegel and Holmes Show with your hosts, Gabe Ramirez.
I thought Gabe kind of carried the show.
He did. What a voice.
And Judson Richards.
Okay, Judson, thank you.
On Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Oh, a beautiful Friday, 71 degrees on the drive-in. You try to get some good vibes going, and then we have to continue to relive what happened in the NFL. Judson Richards and Gabe Ramirez with you on a Friday, live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville. We are in for Spiegel and Holmes today with you all the way until 6 o'clock. We've got a busy show, but Gabe, great to be with you. Good to see you, and we got a lot of talking to do about a guy named Micah Parsons, head of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, happy Friday to everyone out there. I know not the way you wanted to start your Friday, so to speak, but I think it's good to be well informed about one of the newest enemies that is going to be playing in Green Bay for the Packers. And, I mean, what a whirlwind 12 to 24 hours it's been for us, right? Having to cover this. I know you obviously had the opportunity to talk to fans yesterday, but, I mean, It's a whirlwind moment for the Chicago Bears because when you're talking about Micah Parsons, right, it's one thing for him to be over in Dallas and not to think much of him, but he is the most disruptive defensive player in the NFL. And to be able to acquire him, it says a lot about not only the Green Bay Packers and their front office, but where they view themselves in the present. They clearly see themselves as a team that could compete for the Super Bowl this year, right, by bringing in a guy like Micah Parsons, and they feel confident that Jordan Love could be the guy that can get them there. And you and I had conversations about, you know, who would be more important to that supposed Super Bowl run, but it is going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, the good news is here is some good vibes, all right? The last time Ben Johnson played up against a Micah Parsons team, Lions beat the Cowboys 47-9, I believe, was the final score. Now, Micah Parsons was hurt, but nah, let's not worry about that. Listen, yeah. the Bears have Ben Johnson as the new head coach, and it will be him and on this offense to figure out stopping a lot of great pass rushers as we dive into this NFL season. Again, here is Gabe Ramirez, Judson Richards. We are at Sluggers. We would love to see you on a Friday afternoon. Again, the Cubs will get set to take on the Rockies this evening. Our pregame coverage gets started at 7:05 tonight. So the Cubs away for a few days, but still a beautiful day to come down and see us at Sluggers at Wrigleyville. Coming up on the show today, Lance Brozdowski will join us coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll be with him. He'll join us live right here. We'll get set with a lot of different Cubs topics. He actually just talked to Jeff Passan about what it's going to cost now, maybe the new look Kyle Tucker after a month and a half of struggles to keep him in a Cubs uniform. Mason Crosby will join us, the longtime Green Bay Packer. He'll join us coming up at 3:25. We'll get more of the Wisconsin reaction, the Packer reaction of that deal. And Chris Emma will join us coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. You know, the season begins in 6 days. It is, of course, the Cowboys and the Eagles. I know, right? It's hard to believe, Gabe.
When you said 6 days,
yeah,
it's like, no, it doesn't. And I, well, wait, absolutely it does.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. That gets me excited.
It does. It does. And, you have a, you know, I heard it. I was watching CHSN the other night, and I saw you. They were talking about your newborn. And I asked you this morning, I said, so how new is your newborn? And you said, well, nine days. Now that is a newborn, right? Not even double digits days old yet.
I know. And even she got outshined by Micah Parsons in this situation because I want to talk about my daughter, but we can't. And that's it. But yeah, new dad. Shout out my wife. She's did an amazing job giving birth to our new baby, Ivy Wynn Ramirez.
Ivy. That's a beautiful name. Now that's someone else. Is that a celebrity name? Someone else have that name?
I'm not sure. You know what's funny, Justin? I'm a Sox fan, right? But I named my daughter Ivy, so my brother's a Cubs fan. He's like, oh, you did it, you know, because of the Cubs. And then my middle daughter, her name is Riley, but with a W. So it's Wrigley without the G, essentially. So now people are...
What in the world?
I know, and now it's Ivy.
I'm not convinced at all that you're a White Sox fan.
Trust me, that's why I said it's good that Micah Parsons had to come into the mix so that way we can talk about that instead of whether or not I'm a secret
Cubs fan. I was going to say, we have changed the topic here. Sox fan named his son or daughter Ivy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've got a 5- and 2-year-old. And so you and I are doing very similar things. And sometimes I'll try to get up early, got to get real early. And, you know, so I'll be sneaking through the house, whether it's to just have a cup of coffee, you know, or maybe I try to watch SportsCenter in the morning before anybody gets up, right? You kind of dive into what you missed the night before. And I felt like as Bears fans, we were sneaking up to the start of the season, where the NFC North, the big storyline, really the big move, was the one that the Bears made. It was not only that they got the best head coach, really, in the last 2 years, right? They got the most sought-after head coach in the last 2 years, but they took him from the Detroit Lions. There wasn't one other really big splash made in the division. It was surprising the Packers took a wide receiver in the first round. Okay. The Vikings lose their quarterback in Sam Darnold. You know, we could debate how great he is, but I saw the 14 wins that he led them to last year. And the Lions, they had players retiring. Like, there was nothing. It was a rather sleepy off season for the NFC North, except for the Bears, and then here we are. Yeah, we almost made it, Gabe. We almost made it to the start of the season.
And it was funny because a couple of weeks ago, I mean, most Bears fans, at least the delusional ones like myself, thought that there was a possibility of the Bears walking away with the NFC North. And then something like this happens, and then the conversation obviously has to be rearranged as to whether or not, you know, the Packers will sit atop or will it be the Lions. You know, so many conversations to be had there. But you're right. There wasn't a lot of conversation about the NFC North, but it's quickly become, again, as it was a couple of years ago, one of the best divisions in the NFL.
Yeah, and for the Bears, what changes? Nothing is easy. Absolutely nothing is easy. And the Bears will face a lot of the top pass rushers throughout the season. And there were already some really, really good ones. You've got Jonathan Greenard on Monday night, who can be a game wrecker himself for the Minnesota Vikings. And then in week 2,
You know, the Bears have the Vikings and the Lions in weeks 1 and week 2. They do not play the Packers until week 14, and week 16. But they ain't got Aiden Hutchinson against the Lions. So how much does it change things? Playing the Packers wasn't going to be easy anyways. In fact, there's a number of people that had them winning the division. It makes what Ben Johnson is going to ask his offense to do that much more difficult, and it's going to really just exacerbate what Caleb Williams has to do better, and that's get the ball out of his hands.
Yeah, and I think more importantly, it's just going to obviously say more about Braxton Jones, who's sitting there at that left tackle position, right? Obviously going into training camp and throughout training camp, there was questions about that left tackle position. Was it going to be Aja Tripillo? Was it going to be Benedict? Is Braxton Jones going to be able to hang on to his spot? And now you're looking at, you know, oh my gosh, the carousel of defensive ends that he's going to be going up against. So I guess that position is going to be heightened even more eyes on that position because what he's going to have to deal with. But if you're Braxton Jones, you got to welcome it. You say to yourself, no, I've won this position. I understand what's going on not only in the NFC North, but in the NFC as a whole. And I think he should be looking forward to that, as should the other offensive linemen that have been brought in, you know, Drew Dahlman and such for the Chicago Bears. And they understand, hey, one person isn't going to knock us down. We are going to operate as a unit. And I think it's there. But it doesn't take away from the fact that Micah Parsons is there, is a part of the NFC North. And for the most part, every defense that's there, you know, sounds the Chicago Bears, depending on how they end up. You're going to have to face a gauntlet in the NFC North, and it's going to be interesting to see how that pans out.
The tackles on each side. Well, left tackle, you certainly don't feel good about. Darnell Wright still has
some question marks. Who doesn't feel good about left tackle?
I'll raise
you,
my
okay,
hand.
Okay, you.
I'll raise my hand. You know, how do you feel about Theo Benedict, right? That's a conversation. Does it have you rethinking the draft at all?
Well, I was never a big fan of Colston Loveland at 10, I got to be honest. I thought, you know, they should have addressed the offensive line there in the beginning. But you're right. I mean, listen, there were so many different ways they could have gone, right? They could have gone defensive end at 10. They could have gone anywhere else other than tight end for that matter. But when you bring in an Aja Tripillo, that you know, to me, that doesn't, you know, pose any threats to me. But again, I look at the offensive line as a whole, and I think they did a good job there. Right. One thing we even talked about at length on CHSN with David Hall and Cam Smith on the Chicago lead is, you know, a lot of people were worried about the offensive line. But Justin, I say, talk to me 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. That's when I was worried about this offensive line, when they were bringing in randoms from out of Bill Murray from off the street. Where they're at now is such a far cry from where they were. So I feel much more confident. And if the discussion is, when we're talking specifically about the left tackle position, if the discussion is it Braxton Jones, the incumbent, who has 44 starts under his belt, or is it a second-round pick in Aja Tripillo? Is it a third-round pick in Karan Amagaji? I know you said that Ryan Poles hasn't had the best luck with his third-round picks. But, I mean, you're talking about bodies that are proven, and you feel like you feel comfortable with that, as opposed to a couple of years ago. So for me, when I talk about the left tackle position or the offensive line as a whole, as a Bears fan, granted, you can always get down about certain positions and where you'd want to improve, but I think overall, the offensive line is in a much better position than it was over the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, it absolutely is. You have to hope that the money they spent on the interior line is going to help Darnell Wright, who's never played next to an interior line as good as this one, and same for Braxton Jones. So hopefully from the inside out, they're able to be much better. He is Gabe Ramirez. I'm Judson Richards. Lucky to be with you from Sluggers in Wrigleyville today. We are in for Spiegel and Holmes as we get you set for everything happening, not only around the NFL world, but Lance Brozdowski, who does such a great job talking Cubs, covering the Cubs for the Marquee Sports Network. He will join us live right here at Sluggers at 3 o'clock. You know, if we were to look at revisionist history or hindsight being 2020, I still feel very, very similar about, and now it may even loom a little bit larger, of this running back room for the Bears, right? I mean, what's the best way to stop the pass rush? Sure, you'd love to just have the best left and right tackles in the NFL that can just gear them up, or, you know, you're running 12 personnel, and Colston Loveland is a very, very good blocker. We know that Cole Kmet can block as well. But if you have talent, and really more so, if you can just run the football, and maybe they'll be able to do it, but if you can really, really run the ball like we watched the Detroit Lions do, you know, how did Ben Johnson go up a lot against a lot of great pass rushers and average 33 points a game over the last 3 years? They were able to run the ball.
Yeah.
And so this running back room leaves a lot to be desired just trying to compete in the NFC North, not even taking Micah Parsons into account.
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, Ben Johnson had the luxury of having Jameer Gibbs and David Montgomery, somebody that we're exceptionally familiar with here in the city of Chicago. But, you know, when you talk about, you know, Micah Parsons, and I know he didn't play, he played in only 13 games last season, but that was part of the reason what Jerry Jones was talking about in his press conferences about Micah Parsons. Last year, they allowed 100 yards on 12 of 17 of their games, right? And then when talking about the playoffs, when they went up against the Packers, against the Philadelphia Eagles, those are teams that ate them up on the ground. So you're right. It is the ground game that's supposed to help you when you're going up against guys like Micah Parsons and now the Green Bay Packers. But when you're talking specifically about the running back room, you know, when you talk about the draft last year and how it should have fared, it's just unfortunate that the Bears got sniped in a couple of positions, whether it was Travion Henderson, Caleb Johnson for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Those two guys got scooped up right before the Bears were drafting, so they weren't able to address it. And then you thought they'd address it in free agency with a guy like Nick Chubb, who ended up going to the Texans on a one-year deal. I think it was like $5 million. So there were moments that the Bears could have improved that room, and then obviously they keep the three guys.
The guy they took was the 22nd running back taken.
Yeah,
there was a lot of spots.
Kyle Munungai to be the third running back on that team right now. I mean,
and maybe he'll be a beast.
Maybe, but you've seen DJ Moore lining up at the running
back
position there. So I wouldn't be surprised if DJ Moore ends up with more carries than a guy like Munungai in those first four games.
We are live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville. We have a number of giveaways to give you away today. We've got Cubs tickets. We've got Chris DeStefano tickets as well. But let's do this right now, Gabe. Keep listening for your chance to win your way in to see Spiegel & Holmes live next Thursday, September 4th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. It is their football season kickoff, featuring Dave Wannstedt and Olin Krutz in studio with them, plus much more. That's next Thursday, and it's all brought to you by PNC Bank, your local Ford dealers, and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. Let's do it right now. Be callers 4, 5, and 6 to 312-540-0670, and that'll be your chance to get inside that event. But coming up next, is Cowboys owner Jerry Jones unfit to be an owner, and how has it really impacted the Bears? That audio from the Jerry Jones presser last night, you got to hear it. That's next. Judson Richards, Gabe Ramirez in for Spiegel & Holmes, live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
game day or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.